Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the 808 Podcast, a podcast where I interview business owners, CEOs, executives, whoever else I feel like. 4 questions, 8 minutes and 8 seconds, because 808 looks like Bob. Here we go. Number one, a couple sentences. Who are you and what do you do?
Hi, my name is Ian McLarty. I'm president of PhoenixNap. PhoenixNap is a global infrastructure as a service company, and we focus on IaaS services ranging from colocation, virtual services to dedicated API first bare metal cloud.
Right, and to the point. So question number two, what is the difference between Kubernetes and Docker? Go.
Yeah, Kubernetes basically is a framework for containers. Docker is at its heart a container technology. The two of them were very intertwined to begin with, but now they're more competing products actually, because Docker went down a path of becoming also a framework. Kubernetes has the option of being able to do things like use different container stacks. So not necessarily Docker, it could use its own called Containerd. So basically the two have become more competing products in the environment, but they still are very compatible with each other today and they work very well. And there are still a lot of legacy apps and a lot of people that are very comfortable using both at the same time. So they're competing at the same, it's more competition, I would say, at this point. They do leverage each other's technology stacks quite well. But as time progresses, I see them becoming more and more differentiated.
Perfect. That makes sense, sir. Let's get to question number three. What other CEOs, founders, executives that you personally know, Ian, that you want to give a shout out to?
Yeah, a couple of good guys here in the industry that I've been working with for many years. Matt Mavi, first off, a really good guy, has an extensive background in security, and today is doing a lot of investment. And then also, I would like to give a shout out to Kurt Daniel from Ubersmith, really good guy, have worked with him for many years, and a really good organization as well. So both of those guys, shout out to.
Perfect. I'll look them up when we're done here. Number four, Ian, this is the final fun question. You got to focus on this one. Tell me about your most epic sale.
Yeah. So the most epic sale for us was around AWS. For us, we had a vision that we wanted to become the Metro provider for networking services for Phoenix Metro. And that's what the name PhoenixNap comes from. It's a Phoenix Network Access Point. Mm-hmm. And when AWS came in about 4 years ago, it was a validation point. It was when we actually became that. We had fulfilled our vision as an organization. Today we continue to actually get more and more connectivity services. And I want to thank AWS for that. We house our Direct Connect POP today, and have expanded services with them as well. So we're very very glad that has happened. And today we do the other hyperscalers as well. So it's been a good validation point for us as an organization.
And AWS, is that Amazon?
That is Amazon's, yes. Amazon's Direct Connect service specifically. Their interconnect services that they have offered.
I figured you should, if you're going to work with Amazon, you got to at least name drop them once when you do a podcast.
Yes, fair enough.
There we go. So Ian, you've got 5 minutes and 20 seconds left.
Oh, that's a long time.
It's okay. Well, we can do a couple things. We can do some promo time.
Okay.
You can ask me a question. You can talk about the weather, the Star Wars figures behind you. We can end early and ending early is okay. I am flexible. Do what you want.
Okay. Bob, so I've been checking out your AI company. It's very interesting, actually. Can we talk more about that? You know, like what started that?
I'd rather not. And here's the reason. Here's the reason. Most people, when they do a podcast, they do it from look at me. I'm the host. I'm the most important person here.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Person over here. Yeah, you're the minion. And honestly, you're actually the star of this podcast. And I know it's totally flipped what everyone else does, but that's why I'm quiet about what my day job is.
Yeah, fair enough. The Star Wars figures behind me, I've always, as a kid, always wanted to have a good amount of Star Wars figures. I had very little Star Wars figures to begin with. So as I got older, I was able to, I owned a video game store with my younger brother. He ran it for many years, and I was able to cherry pick certain things I wanted to always collect. And that was kind of a nice bucket list type thing to do in my life. So, he ran the business for about 7 years. And it focused on retro gaming hobbyist type environments. And it was a lot of fun for the family. It was a little family business, that side thing. Today I have a really good collection of just hobby tools, of just little hobby things like Nintendo games and different types of video game retro systems and computer systems. So it was a lot of fun.
So actually, because you helped run a retro gaming store, I have a question for you.
Sure.
Those suckers actually make any profit whatsoever?
Yes. So we were actually very profitable. For over 7 years, it was a very well ran store. But you gotta invest quite a bit of love into the retro community and also into the actual servicing of the customer and servicing like any business, right? You gotta run like a business. and just do well by your customers, and they'll do well by you. So same kind of models we follow in PhoenixNap, but carried over as well over to the small business side of the house.
Actually. So, hey, you got 3 minutes left. Would you like to do some promo time, or we can end early? And that's okay.
Just a little bit more promo time. So we have invested quite a bit in Bare Metal Cloud. It's our next reinvention of infrastructure services. Very similar to what a hyperscaler is doing right now with infrastructure delivery that's API driven. But the difference here that it's core, it's dedicated infrastructure. So you're getting a very dedicated infrastructure stack that services you well, and you're able to have a lot of control over it. But at the same time, you have the same OpEx models, and you have the same kind of like technology hooks. So a lot of software development, a lot of good workload use cases. It's really meant for production workloads, a lot of AI in there, a lot of customization, a lot of software as a service companies. And really the cost basis and also the control and the fact that there's no noisy neighbor issues really lent itself well to the product offering. And that's one of the reasons why we're very happy with the evolution of the product. And again, we're also getting good validation points as well from clients, and also good really good customer feedback at this point. And it has gained quite a bit of momentum, and it continues to grow. So we're very excited to continue to go down that path and just make a better product and service our customers better.
Perfect. I feel like ending early. If you feel like ending early.
Early's good.
We're doing it there. You pulled it off, Ian. 4 questions in 8 minutes and 8 seconds. Ian, why is it 8 minutes and 8 seconds?
Because it spells out Bob.
It does spell out Bob. Your website, say it real quick.
The website, PhoenixSnap.com is what
it is. Yep. It's in the description, Ian. It's magic. Ian, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. And for everyone else watching or listening, I'm legally required to tell you to like, share, comment, subscribe, thumbs up, ring the bell, whatever the heck the social media tells you to do. You all have a wonderful day now. Talk to you later. Bye.